Let's meet our next two contestants, Dave Moore and Amanda Clegg Lyon. Amanda, Dave, here's your task. Give me one highbrow thing that you love and one lowbrow thing that you love. Amanda.
Well, I work in theater, so I think Shakespeare plays would probably qualify for the highbrow.
Perfecto.
And then lowbrow, I have a sad tendency toward bad teen television of my era, like Dawson's Creek and Felicity, and nowadays Pretty Little Liars.
I think you'll have a lot of people that are like, I find that highbrow. How about you, Dave?
I like to read a lot. And so I say reading would be my highbrow.
That is hilarious. Okay.
This is going to be easy.
No, I like it.
For lowbrow, porn.
Some of that Shakespeare porn, though, that stuff is classic.
Yeah, enjoy that yourself.
Anyways, let's move it on. This game is called Cultured Film Quotes. Not cult, cultured. Hollywood gets accused of producing blockbusters with no redeeming value, so we've added some much-needed high culture. Each answer is a quote from a well-known movie, but one word has been replaced with the name of a famous historical figure. So, you're f***ed. Puzzle Guru Greg Pliska, we need an example.
Of course. If I said, the Terminator offers to take on the identity of the German composer famous for the Brandenburg Concertos, the answer would be, I'll be Bach.
Yeah, that's right. That's the correct response.
Yeah, you see how it is.
It's a little punny. It's kind of a mashup of things. Feel free to talk it out. It's just funnier for everybody.
Yeah.
Let's get started. A lovable alien stranded on Earth announces that he would like to make a call to the ancient Greek author of the Iliad and the Odyssey. Amanda.
E.T. phone Homer.
You got it.
Yes! Sports agent Jerry Maguire screams into the phone, begging his client to give him a private viewing of the Impressionist paintings from the Water Lily series. Amanda.
Show me the Monet.
Exactly. Said like an aggressive art collector.
Psychotic taxi driver Travis Bickle asks his reflection in the mirror if he's conversing with the anthropologist who wrote Coming of Age in Samoa. Dave.
Are you talking to Mead?
That's right.
In this scene from Apocalypse Now, Lieutenant Colonel Kilgore confesses his fondness for the aroma of the French military leader who lost at Waterloo. Dave.
I love the smell of Napoleon in the morning.
Yes! Napoleon should dry clean that uniform already, but that is correct.
He's at war.
He's at war.
He's at war. What are you going to do? This is your last clue. As he walks out the door, Rhett Butler bluntly tells the founding father who published Poor Richard's Almanac that he just doesn't care. Dave.
Ben Franklin, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Exactly. Greg Pliska, who won that game?
Thank you both, and congratulations, Dave. You'll be moving on to the final round at the end of the show.
That was the crazy game. That was the crazy game. Coming up, we'll talk with our VIP, Gilbert Gottfried, and see if we can get him to whisper sweet nothings into our ear. So stay tuned for that. This is NPR's Ask Me Another.